And I have joining me here Ryder. How are you doing today?
Good. How about yourself?
Doing well. And you're with the Canby FFA chapter. Are you an officer in your current chapter?
Yep, I'm the president.
You're the president. Fantastic. And if you would have attended this national FFA convention, were you going to be receiving any special awards, participating in or judging any team competitions, or participating in things like convention band or choir?
Nope.
Not this year. So,
No.
what chapter projects or events have you participated in locally this past year?
Well, I've done FFA meetings, FFA week, and then horse judging. And going along with that FFA week, we've done the root beer float day, FFA Olympics, and just helping out around the school any way I could.
You certainly stay busy. And out of curiosity, do you have an SAE project?
I do.
You want to tell me a little bit about it?
Sure. So my SAE projects, I've got two of them right now. I'm starting my own cattle herd, of purebred Galloways. So that's getting started. And then I also am planning on painting my grandpa's tractor. So that's all I've got.
Well, that still sounds like you're keeping busy. I mean, starting a cattle ranch, that doesn't sound like a small undertaking. And speaking of staying busy, what other school activities or sports are you currently involved in?
I'm in football, and then I'm also president of the aviation club.
You really do stay busy. So, what other national, state, or local awards in FFA have you received in the past?
Well, I haven't. I mean, due to COVID, there's really not been a whole lot within the last year. So it's just kind of been laying low. That's, yeah.
Yeah, a
Yeah,
few.
practicing with different events and stuff like that. Just making sure I keep sharp in my judging competitions.
Certainly. And some of the other chapters that I've spoken with, they told me how they have moved into a distance-based or virtual method with FFA, where some of them are doing different livestock judging or different FFA, I guess, activities through virtual means. Is your chapter doing anything like that?
Yeah, all the competitions that I know of anyway are being held virtually this year. So it's a great way, if you're interested in something, it's a great way to try it out without, having to travel far for it. So.
That's a really positive outlook, and that's a point that I haven't heard anybody bring up thus far. And it's a good one that if you're interested in something but you're just not sure about it, you don't have to worry about, driving 3 hours out or whatnot to kind of get your feet wet in it. So that's a really good positive outlook there.
Yeah, thank you.
So does your chapter have anyone receiving a special award at the national convention, or an individual participating in team or individual competitions? Maybe somebody receiving the American's Degree National Band?
Not right now, but state-wise, yeah, we have a couple of others that will be, yeah,
Awesome.
applied, so.
Awesome. And did you want to list off the people who will be receiving these on a statewide level?
We don't know of them right now, but
As our convention.
yeah, as our convention will be in April, so.
All right, well, I'll be checking back in with your chapter in April, so I'm looking forward to hearing who it is that will be receiving these different awards and degrees. And thank you so much, Ryder, for taking a minute to talk with me about the Canby FFA chapter.
Yeah, thank you.